ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Some prayers and meditations that are recorded in this Pancharatra Pradeep. Sat Pundarika Nayanang Meghabham Vaidyutambaram Dvibhujam Jnanamudradham Vanamalinam Ishwaram Divyalankaranopetam Sakibhi Parivestitam Chidananda Ghanam Krishnam Radhalingita Vigraham Shri Krishnam Shri Ghanashyamam Purnananda Kalevaram Dvibhujam Saravadevesham Radhalingita Vigraham. I meditate on the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, who possesses beautiful lotus eyes, whose color is that of a new cloud, whose clothes are like lightning, who possesses two arms and a beautiful forest garland, and whose hand is indicating divine knowledge by exhibiting the Jnana Mudra. That Krishna is decorated with glittering ornaments and is surrounded by all the cowherd friends of Srimati Radharani. While being embraced by Srimati Radharani herself, his form is intensified consciousness and bliss. Sri Krishna, who is intensely bluish black in his two-armed form, is the Lord of all the demigods, and his body is full of transcendental bliss. Om Namo Vishvarupaya Vishvasthityantahetave Vishveshvaraya Vishvaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. This is spoken by Lord Brahma. He prays to Krishna as follows. I offer my humble obeisances to Lord Krishna, who is the giver of pleasure to the cows, whose external form is the form of the universe, who is the cause of the maintenance and dissolution of the material universe, and who is the Lord of the universe. Namo Vijnana Rupaya Paramananda Rupine Krishnaya Gopinathaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. I offer my obeisance to Lord Krishna, who is the giver of pleasure to the cows, who is the Lord of the gopis, and who is the embodiment of unlimited knowledge and the highest bliss. Namah Kamalanetraya, Namah Kamalamaline, Namah Kamalanabhaya, Kamalapataye Namaha. I offer my obeisances to Krishna, who possesses lotus petal eyes, who wears a garland of sweet-smelling lotus flowers, who has a lotus navel, and who is the Lord of the gopis, who are as beautiful as lotus flowers. Barha pira bhiramaya ramaya kuntamedhase rama manasahangsaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. I offer my obeisance to Lord Govinda, who looks very beautiful wearing a peacock feather upon his head. His plenary expansion is Lord Ramachandra. His intelligence is eternal and ever fresh, and he is the swan that swims in the mind of Lakshmi Devi. Kamsa vansha vinashaya kishi chanuraghatine vrishabha Vajra Vandhyaya Partha Sarathaye Namaha. I offer my obeisances unto Krishna, who is the destroyer of the dynasty of demons headed by King Kamsa. He is the slayer of the Kishi demon and the wrestler Charnura. He is offered prayers by Lord Shiva, whose chariot flag is marked with the insignia of Nandi, the bull. And he is the chariot driver of the son of Pritha, Arjuna. Venu Vadana Shilaya Gopalaya Himardine Kalindi Kula Lolaya Lola Kundala Valgave. I offer my obeisances to Krishna, who is accustomed to playing on a flute, who is the protector of the cows and the chastiser of the Kaliya serpent. He is fond of wandering here and there on the banks of the Yamuna, and he is beautified by wearing swinging earrings. Ballavi vadanam bhoja maline nritya shaline nama pranata palaya Sri Krishnaya namo namaha. I offer my obeisance again and again unto Sri Krishna, who wears a garland of kisses from the lotus mouths of the gopis. He is conversant with the art of dancing and is the protector of the surrendered souls. Namah papa pranashaya govardhana dharaya cha putana jivitantaya trinavarta suharine. I offer my obeisance unto Lord Krishna, who is the destroyer of the sins of the fallen souls. He is the lifter of Govardhan Hill. He brought about the end of the life of Putana, and he took away the life of the demon Trinavarta. Nishkalaya vimohaya shuddhaya shuddhavairine advitiyaya mahate Sri Krishnaya namo namaha. I offer my humble obeisance again and again unto the great Lord Krishna, who is beyond the illusion of Maya and from whom that illusion comes. He is the supreme pure, the enemy of the demons, and is one without a second. Prasida Paramananda Prasida Parameshvara Adhivyadhi Bhujangena Dashtang Mam Udhara Prabho. O Supreme Lord, O reservoir of the highest pleasure, be pleased upon me. I have been bitten by the poisonous snake of mental and bodily miseries. Therefore, O Lord, please deliver me. Shri Krishna Rukmini Kanta Gopi Janamanohara Sangsara Sagare Magnam Man Udhara Jagadguru. I showed you how to do it yesterday. You have to move this down. O Lord Krishna, O lover of Rukmini, O attractor of the minds of the gopis, please uplift me, for I am immersed in the ocean of birth and death, O spiritual preceptor of the universe. Keshava Klesha Harana Narayana Janardana Govinda Paramananda Mangsa Mudhara Madhava. O Lord Keshava, O destroyer of the threefold miseries, O only refuge of all souls, O destroyer of the Janadi. What is this? Janardan means who, in this context, should mean the protector of his devotees. O Govinda, O reservoir of pleasure, please uplift me, who am fallen. O husband of the goddess of fortune. I say, I need this here. Here, do it as yesterday. Put this down. Put this down. And then put this up. Hare Krishna. Let's hope for the best. Hare Krishna. Today is Krishna's birthday. in the Western countries, their birthday parties. So we'll celebrate this birthday. Now in India also, because in India they have the idea they have to copy everything from the West. So in the birthday party today, we'll sing, we'll dance. We won't take intoxication, except the intoxication of the holy name. No food. What kind of a party is that? No food and no booze. Who's going to come to this party? Well, you all came. Food means tomorrow. So lots of singing and dancing and talking about Krishna. So that we do every day. Singing, dancing, prasadam. So today is less than other days. So how is it a birthday party? Yeah, every day is a festival in Krishna consciousness, but more so today. More so, well, Krishna is unlimited, so more unlimitedness, greater unlimitedness. That's possible even mathematically. I won't describe how. You can have, even mathematically, you can have greater in one set of infinity greater than another set. Anyway, forget mathematics today. And what should we remember today? Remember Krishna. In the course of our lives in Krishna consciousness, or attempting to be in Krishna consciousness, we have many things to do. But at least today, we can simply, directly remember Krishna. Many things to do means even in preaching Krishna consciousness, we may have to speak on topics that are not directly Krishna conscious, just as Krishna himself does when he's preaching to Arjuna. In Bhagavad Gita, in the first five chapters that Krishna speaks, he doesn't talk about himself or bhakti, hardly at all, directly. He speaks about the soul, the difference from the body, and the demigods, and sacrifices, and knowledge. And it's not till the end of the sixth chapter, which is the fifth chapter that Krishna spoke, or in the, mostly he spoke, Arjuna also speaks, that he comes to the point, actually, you should just think of me. That's the best. He tells Arjuna, Tasmat yogi bhavarjuna, be a yogi, and the best yogi is one who always thinks of me. Yogi nama pisarve sham madgatena antaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yomam same yukta tamomataha. One who always thinks of me with devotion. And then he begins in the seventh chapter, full exposition of himself and of bhakti. Krishna, yeah, there's the yogi is described in the Bhagavatam, dhyana avastita tatgatena manasa pashyanti yam yoginaha. The yogis see Krishna in their heart, but the best yogi is one who worships Krishna with great faith. So, on other days we may discuss various topics and be engaged in various things, but on this day at least we can think of Krishna. We should always think of Krishna, even when discussing other topics. Everything else is meant for the service of Krishna. But today we can directly Shrinvanti gayanti grananti bhikshnasa smaranti nandanti tavehitang janaha ta eva pashanta chirena tavakam bhava pravaho paramang padam bhujam. We can directly engage in the direct processes which Kunti Devi describes, hearing about Krishna, singing about, chanting about Krishna, Shrinvanti, remembering Krishna, describing Krishna to others, taking pleasure in others doing so. And Kunti Devi says, whoever does that, they certainly see Krishna very soon. And by seeing Krishna, we'll stop to see everything in this world. We'll stop to see repeated birth and death. We'll cross over this world of death. So there, I'm not planning to speak in the form of a normal lecture much today. I'm thinking to do much reading, as our acharyas have given us huge meditations on Krishna. Those who are pure devotees of Krishna, they always meditate on Krishna. And sometimes they record their ecstasy in the form of writings. They compose poems and write about Krishna in various ways. So I thought to take a selection from this. And I may speak also about this. But we can start off. Well, the original person who started it all off, at least for this Kali Yuga, all this thinking about Krishna, he gave the foundation for that, is Vyasadev, who recorded the pastimes of Krishna, especially in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srila Prabhupada, who started it all off in the modern age in the Western world, he has recorded the pastimes of Krishna in his well-known Krishna book. So I thought we can read from chapter 3, the birth of Lord Krishna. Otherwise we can read all day. Srila Prabhupada himself did that. There's one time he was in New Vrindavan during Janmashtami, and at night it was all the festival was culminated in the arati for Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra at midnight. Then the devotees thought, okay, now it's time for the feast. And Prabhupada said, let's read Krishna book. And so they all sat down and they read one chapter, and Prabhupada said, let's read another one, and another one, and another one. And seeing all the devotees not able to remain awake, Srila Prabhupada said, all right, okay, you all just go and take prasad. Although Srila Prabhupada himself was very enthusiastic to spend the whole night just hearing the pastimes of Krishna. That's actually the system that described in Shastra, that one should fast all day, remain awake all night, hearing and chanting about Krishna for Janmashtami. And then in the morning, after sunrise, take prasadam. But we don't take prasadam. We have to fast the next day also, until midday. Because Srila Prabhupada mercifully appeared on the day of Nandotsav, the festival of Nanda Maharaj. Festivals the day later, because Krishna was born in the middle of the night and they didn't even know that he was born. So the festival came the next day. So we fast for that. So Srila Prabhupada introduced that we take some prasadam in the middle of the night. But that's up to you. I recommend keep it light. After fasting all day.